On Thanksgiving, when our family gathers together and following tradition, I'm asked to express gratitude for the good things in our lives, I intend to reserve my best remarks for the folks who were treated like society's hair shirt up until September 11th. They, of course, would be our government employees. My list will include those heroes who were there for us on that fateful day and since: police, firefighters, postal workers, and emergency medical personnel. But I'll not leave out any of the other public employees at every level of government who provide us daily with essential services, even as we defund them, deride them, and demoralize them in what has been a rabidly anti-governmental age. Sometimes it takes a national crisis to see the need for society to come together and to realize that, while not perfect, those who have sometimes been dismissed as pointy-headed bureaucrats are actually among the keepers of the commonweal. When we watched as New York fire crews sacrificed their lives to save victims at the Twin Towers, suddenly it seemed a lot harder to buy that old conservative chestnut that government is the problem instead of part of the solution. Diehards, of course, remain dug in. You could see that when House leaders in Washington held up the new aviation security bill for weeks in an apoplectic tizzy over the idea that private security workers, who are notoriously poorly trained and poorly paid, should be replaced by professionalized federal agents. "Let the private sector do it," House leaders bellowed, while they themselves were protected, ironically, by hundreds of government employees stationed on guard in House and Senate galleries and across the Capitol grounds. But never you mind, they probably would have said, consistency is a vastly overrated virtue. Federalization of America's airport security workers meant, gasp, expanding the number of government workers by 28,000. This is an almost indiscernible increase in the federal workforce, but you see, the menace is that many of those new workers are likely to be Democrats. Moreover, they might even try to form a union. Apparently, these possibilities were almost as frightening to House Republicans as the threat to American aviation. Fortunately, the pressure of the impending travel season made the House swallow its objections, and the bill was passed and signed into law on Monday. Years from now, we may see that September 11, 2001, marked a turning point from the radical anti-government politics of the 80s and 90s to a renewal of civic thinking. If so, that alone is cause for thanksgiving. I'm Les Aucoin.